Welcoming Opposites of Thought. The practice of IRES teaches you how to relate to your thoughts as messengers, which enables you to recognize the actions you need to take to deal with any situation that arises in your life. Welcoming your thoughts also enables you to experience a calmness and peace within yourself that can't be ruffled by any circumstance you may encounter during your lifetime. With your eyes gently open or closed, take a moment to ease back in the position you're in and welcome the environment around you. The various sounds around you. The touch of air on your skin. Sensations where your body touches the surface that's supporting it. The sensation of your body breathing itself. And sensations that are present throughout your body. Noticing thoughts that are present in your mind. And bring to mind a recurring thought or belief that you have about yourself, that you often find yourself engaged in. Examples of these kinds of thoughts are, I'm powerless, or I'm not enough, or I should have done it differently. If helpful, take a few moments reflecting on these kinds of thoughts that you engage at times. You might even write down in your journal the thought you wish to welcome. Now, as you're ready, take some time, welcome in this particular thought or belief, affirming it as if it's your only truth and reality. When you take this thought or this belief to be true, where and how do you feel it in your body? You feel it in your gut, your heart, your throat. When you believe this thought to be true, do you feel relaxed or tense? Open or closed down? How do you act or react in your life and relationships when you believe that this thought about yourself is true? If it's helpful, take a moment, open your eyes, and write down words in your journal that describe how you feel when you take this thought or belief to be true, to be your only reality about yourself. Now turn your attention to imagining an opposite thought or belief to the one you're thinking about. For instance, the belief, I'm broken, becomes, I'm whole. I'm powerless becomes, perhaps, I'm capable. I'm not enough becomes I'm okay just as I am. And the belief I should have done it differently might become I did it the best I knew how. Take time now. Welcome the opposite thought or belief. If helpful, writing it down in your journal and then taking time to really welcome it in, experiencing it in your body. How you feel when you take this opposite belief to be true. When you affirm this opposite thought as your only truth and reality, where and how do you feel it in your body? How do you react when you believe that this opposite thought is true? And you might take a few moments and write down in your journal how you feel when you take this thought to be true. Then welcome both opposites of thought or belief at the same time. First, affirm and experience in your body the negative thought. For example, I'm helpless. Feeling this belief as your only reality. Then experiencing in your body its opposite. For example, I'm capable. First experiencing one, then the other, taking your time. Go back and forth, affirming each opposite thought while also experiencing how and where each affects your body and mind. And after several rounds of going back and forth, experiencing each opposite in turn, affirm and welcome both thoughts at the same time. A hint here. Don't affirm your beliefs with only your thinking mind. Your task is to feel and experience both thoughts at the same time, along with the effect that they have upon your body. Don't try to merge both opposites one into the other. Rather, experience both opposites at the same time, allowing whatever happens to happen. Holding opposites of thought at the same time is a creative moment that takes you beyond either opposite into the world of new and infinite possibilities. When you're ready, do take a few moments and write down in your journal your reflections on this practice. Are there any actions that you wish to take as a result of this practice? Are there any intentions that come out of engaging these thoughts? And how do these intentions then, in turn, support your heartfelt mission?